Ever since New Jersey Governor Chris Christie dropped out of the presidential race a little more than a year ago, he's largely focused on one issue, drug addiction. Now President Trump has appointed Christie to lead a commission on the opioid epidemic. WNYC's Nancy Solomon looks at what the governor has done in New Jersey to reduce drug addiction.
The best moment of Chris Christie's presidential campaign arrived early. It was during a town hall in New Hampshire, just as the primary was heating up in October 2015. Lagging in the polls and getting little national attention, he told two well-worn stories of his personal connection to addiction.
My mother was a smoker. She smoked her whole life. She was addicted to nicotine.
At 71, she was diagnosed with lung cancer.
No one came to me and said, don't treat her because she got what she deserved.
Then Christie told the story of his close friend from law school who overdosed on painkillers in 2014.
And when I sat there as the governor of New Jersey at his funeral and looked across the pew at his three daughters sobbing because their dad is gone, there but for the grace of God go I.
The video went viral, and it looked like Christie's presidential campaign might make a comeback. It didn't. He returned to governing New Jersey, and since then has focused almost exclusively on addiction. In his State of the State address in January, he spent 40 out of 50 minutes on the issue.
It's been surprising. It really has. Back in the beginning of his term, would have I predicted this? Never in a million years.
Wayne Werda is president of the New Jersey chapter of the National Council on Alcohol and Drug Dependence.
My staff and I were listening to the State of the State, and we were looking at each other saying, we could have written this thing. You know, this stuff we've been saying for the last 10 years.
Christie expanded the use of drug courts, which divert people charged with a crime into treatment rather than jail. He mandated that private insurers can't require pre-authorization for short-term residential care. Though the single most important thing that Christie has done was to accept the expansion of Medicaid through Obama's Affordable Care Act. Many Republican governors refused to take the federal dollars to provide health care for poor people. Vera Sansone is director of CPC Behavioral Health Care, which provides treatment services in Monmouth County. She gives Christie a lot of credit for making the right decision.
Across the country, it became a political thing instead of one that was based on the needs of the residents. But he went for Medicaid expansion, and that has made a huge difference.
When I spoke with Sansone, Republicans in Congress were trying to repeal Obamacare, and Christie was noticeably silent.
That's where there's a contradiction. You know, for us, we feel strongly that a lot of the initiatives that he's talking about are really important. But if they roll back Medicaid expansion, it will basically destroy the system that we've actually been able to put in place for the last 4 years. And that would be really horrible.
Right. And they talk about that like the phone weighs 1,000 pounds sometimes.
I'm so uncomfortable the way it makes me feel. I have to get somebody.
This support group at Sansone's clinic is made up of mostly white men and women in their 20s and 30s. It meets three times a week.
Megan, what do you do?
I white knuckle it.
Okay.
And
the problem with sitting with problems is they get bigger.
Six of the 10 people sitting around the table rely on Medicaid. What surprised me, though, is that the governor's efforts don't seem to be trickling down to these folks.
I feel like they talk about it, but they don't really change it. Because when I went to go get help, it took me forever to get in somewhere. I cried on the phone like I'm going to die. And you guys are telling me I have to wait 3 months?
The options are kind of limited. Like I tried to call and go to detox. And because I only had Medicaid, I was put on like a 3-month waiting list. Mm-hmm. I ended up detoxing on my couch more or less.
Of course, the individual experience of these folks doesn't mean addiction services haven't improved in New Jersey. Roseanne Scotty of the New Jersey Drug Policy Alliance fought for 10 years to legalize needle exchange, a program that provides free, clean needles to reduce the spread of AIDS. But now, change is coming swiftly.
Some of the things that we've been very happy about was the enactment of the Good Samaritan law so people can call 911 without fear of arrest in an emergency situation, expanded use of naloxone.
That's the drug that blocks the effects of opioids and can prevent overdose deaths.
Just the destigmatizing language that's being used and talking about people as human beings and not presenting this as a moral failing, that goes a long way. There have been various bills passed to allow medication-assisted treatment like methadone and Suboxone in drug court. So there's a lot of good things that are happening right now.
Those good things don't make New Jersey a leader, people who work on national policy say, but they do put it in line with a majority of states. One study found 29 states that have made the same kind of public policy gains. But New Jersey treatment providers say there's more work to be done. There's little state funding to improve decrepit buildings or to help drug users with jobs and housing. Scotty is frustrated by the lack of data and transparency from the Christie administration. As the state's nonprofit drug policy group, she'd like to see where the money is going and where gaps in service exist.
This is Governor Chris Christie. The life of a good friend of mine was taken by his addiction to prescription drugs.
Christie has also taken some heat for putting himself in TV and radio ads that have blanketed the region.
Chances are you know someone struggling with this disease, a son or daughter.
It's a minor criticism, but it goes to the heart of why the governor has the lowest poll ratings in the country. He can't escape the perception among New Jersey residents that everything he does is about furthering his political career. In 2012, he featured himself in taxpayer-funded TV ads about the Sandy recovery, just as he was running for re-election.
Jersey Shore is open.
The word is spreading.
Because we're stronger than the storm.
You bet we are.
Then he spent 2 years traveling the country, burnishing his national profile.
All right, all right. Thank you very much. It is great to be back in Iowa, Governor. Thank you so much for that introduction.
Patrick Murray of the Monmouth University Polling Institute says even though the public believes Christie is sincere about wanting to fight addiction, he still can't win back the hearts and minds of New Jerseyans.
It's still being seen as, well, he's just making a play for whatever his next job is going to be, or maybe he wants to become a national figure, an expert in this particular issue, which is an important issue, but it's just too late for people not to be cynical about what his motivations are right now.
Murray's polling found that 60% of New Jerseyans believe Christie wants a job in the Trump administration. His focus on the opioid epidemic has gotten him a volunteer post chairing an addiction task force. It might not be enough to win over the Garden State, but his role advising Donald Trump seems to be making a comeback. Nancy Solomon, WNYC News.